This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Singer-songwriter Taylor Sheridan started his career as a young lad in rural Victoria and describes his music as soulfully acoustic. Having released two independent EPs and a string of singles, Taylor has toured with some of Australia's finest acts, just him and his guitar. And now we have him to talk all things music and what he's up to. Taylor Sheridan, thanks for joining us.
No worries, Tom and Jess. How are you?
We are fantastic. You sound very alive and excited. We're so happy to talk to you.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. It's always nice to be talking about something, you know, that you care about. So thanks for having me.
Look, Taylor, last year was such a big year for you. You had a single out of the top three I saw there, which was fantastic. You did a lot of touring with some international artists. But let's just say, you know, 2020, you just come hitting into a big brick wall. How was it slowing down? Was it, you know, stopped your momentum? How are you handling 2020?
That's a great question. How am I handling it? I guess kind of the best you can. You know, there's two ways to always look at something. And for me, I knew when touring stopped, and that's typically what I do. I knew that I wanted to keep moving forward. And as you were saying, like, you know, I was building momentum. And, I was really enjoying myself. And I was just quite lucky that when I signed off on this song, that's kind of when isolation started. So I finished, you know, the song, the film clip. And I did think about maybe postponing the track and, you know, releasing it in normal time, quote unquote. But I'm so glad that I didn't because, it's kept me something to, you know, look forward to. And the nature of the song, I think, is relevant for this time as well.
That's what I was going to say. In your video clip, I've seen the Nothing Matters one, and it seems so in isolation. It's got a feel of, like, of that kind of setting. And now we've got the song When the Demons Come. Like, it feels like you're writing for our time. Did you kind of know that? like it's a bit spooky. Have you got something to do with that, with why we're all ready to listen to your music? Like, and it's perfect.
Yeah, that's no, look, this was none of my planning. but I'd basically written this song about 18 months ago, and I rewrote the song every day for like 4 months because I knew I just wanted to get as close to the bone as possible. I thought it was like a subject matter worth talking about. So when this all came around, it totally was unexpected. And as I said before, you know, I thought maybe putting out music isn't the right time, but I'm so glad that I did because, you know, some of the messages that I've been getting over the last few weeks, it has been just an amazing reward to have.
Well, it's not a normal time for an artist like yourself, like you were saying, you know, releasing music, because you usually release a song and then you get out there and tour in it and you actually get in the instant feedback. So it must be a lot different this time, releasing new music.
Totally different. And I think it's been great because it's pushed us a little bit out of our comfort zones to try and come up with new ways to connect with people that have followed you for the last, you know, I mean, I've been touring for 10 years now, and it's still important to try and touch base with these people because I'm finding that, you know, people still want to be heard, people still want to be seen, they still want to give you their opinion. So the social media aspect of this has kind of kept us together. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think it's all doom and gloom. I still feel pretty connected to the people out there.
Fantastic. Look, Taylor, when we went to talk about you coming on today, they gave me a run sheet and I did a little bit of a Google and went, Taylor Sheridan, and up popped this Sons of Anarchy show. And I thought, oh, bloody hell, I've never seen that crap. Like, what am I going to talk about? What's it like sharing a name with quite a famous American actor?
Well, as I was a kid, I'm thinking, Taylor Sheridan, surely no one else is going to be called Taylor Sheridan. And lo and behold, there's someone else incredibly successful and more successful than me.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just an American.
So basically, that's the bar. I've just got to get over that. I've just got to maybe direct a movie and I'll be laughing.
Excellent.
Look, are you excited? Because obviously we're all hearing that lockdowns are lifting or there's some easing of stuff. Does it mean that you're up there booking gig dates or flights or venues holding off a bit? Or are you holding off? What's the next step?
I think the next step for me is it's given me a lot of time in this process to try and figure out what I want to do next, because, as you said before, I mean, I've just toured and toured and toured, and I think you can kind of get caught in that bubble.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I love going to all over Australia and playing with some of my idols and obviously being able to connect with people, but this has kind of made me stop and think, right, what do you, it's kind of like starting from square one again. What do you want to do?
You can set a reset.
Totally. And I think I've viewed this time as a bit of a reset. And I think for me, I just want to keep writing. I really like to put like a body of work together, maybe like an EP or something like that that I can put a lot of time and effort into, because I think when I release When the Demons Come, I got to put all my effort into it. And I'm like, wow, that's what it feels like to really put everything you've got into something.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I think for the next project, I want to do that, but just to a bigger scale.
Oh, that is awesome, and I think we will be very much excited for that EP, whatever you're bringing out, because I'm loving it. I can't believe I found a soundtrack to the now times that we're living in. look, thank you so much for joining us today, Taylor. Check him out and his beautiful music at Taylor Sheridan Music. You need to make sure music's on there, because we don't want to be going to Taylor up in the US. We're very lucky to be playing his latest song, When the Demons Come. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jess. I really appreciate the support. Thanks, Eve.
Thank you, Taylor. And this is Taylor Sheridan with When Demons Come. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
When the demons come and they're just no fun, but I'll greet them anyway. You hear them coming, all just feel it in your bones. Like a rush of blood to your chest, and your head feels like a cannonball. Now that the party is over, you tell me you wanna stay. I close my eyes, hold my breath, and I'm hoping that this all goes away. Yeah, yeah. You're only here when I'm low, you're busy when I am high. I'm only strong as a man that says there's no use in trying. I'm not a friend to the fire, but I keep fanning the flame. I feel the heat on my back is taking over again. Now I'm too tired of fighting who I am to take the power back and breathe again. There's nothing. So when the demons come and they're just no fun, but I'll greet them anyway. Do you hear them coming? Do you hear them coming? Do you hear them running while the high? A new warning, your heart could be torn.
wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.